live from the heart of Los Angeles. This is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
lights. With tonight's guest, CEO of Image Factory Productions, Chris Kissinger.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Marion. I am Mark Leisure, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Growing up, there was a phrase that I just didn't like. People would say, oh, that's so pretty. It's just like a picture. And I would think, what does that mean? It's like, this is the real thing. How could it be pretty like a picture? Maybe the picture is pretty like this. But as I grew up, I started to realize that the things that are on a picture or in a movie, especially a movie, they're quote unquote seemingly better than life. And they're not, of course, but they seem like it because, especially if you're in the cinema, everything's bigger, like people are really big and you're looking up at them like you're a little child. So you're in like awe of these characters, right? Usually it's in a lot more color. And, you know, as we go through life and if we fall in love or if we, you know, make a hoop, if we score with our friends, we're playing and we score, there isn't a cheering crowd. There isn't music that goes with that scene that's been perfectly written and played by an orchestra or a band to make it fit that moment that we're experiencing in life. And so it's interesting that we could, if we saw our life in a movie and someone put the music to it and someone put all the right clothes and the colors and backlighting and all that stuff, then we'd say, wow, my life's amazing. Or look at it, because even the mundane could be made to look, sound, and feel quite amazing in the movie or in a picture, especially like a picture. Like you just take that one snapshot where the hair is perfect or the makeup just worked or whatever, the lighting was right or the flower was perfectly blossomed, but there was a whole life for the flower to get there and then the flower keeps going and you just snap it pretty like a picture. So, Mark, it sounds like a rant, but you know what I'm saying, right? Okay, so hold on. So this is the final thought. I heard you laughing. I'm like, okay, no, I'm not making clear. So anyway, I'm thinking on this show, especially with this guest, I think we could start looking at our life like that picture, like that movie, and saying like, how am I seeing my life, and how can my life have that kind of impact, at least for even me?
Do you want a third time? You want to keep going?
Yeah. No. You go.
Okay. You know, that's actually a good lead-in for many reasons, because I had the good fortune of meeting both our guest and our performance guest at a wonderful vocalist singers event at Eden Albert's Vibrato. And, you know, cool people come and go from that place, and there's always amazing talent, but these two were special. And both in different ways and for different reasons, and they kept unfolding, kind of like flowers. You're just learning more, and they both got more beautiful as you learned about their talent, but also the way they show up, the way they show up in the world. And I'm just so excited to be able to get to know more about them and to share what they are about and to experience Marianne's talent. It's going to be a great night.
So interestingly enough, when you say it that way, I do remember when you described the experience of having met them, and it was kind of like that. Like it was like you experienced them like a full experience. So having that full life and understanding it as such, or better yet, if we don't, transforming our life. So we've titled this show, Transform Your Life from Ideas to Visions, then Results. We've borrowed some of those words from our guest, who is CEO of Image Factory Productions, music industry veteran and former performer, like 80s rock star kind of guy. Actually, Chris Kissinger, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Wow. I'll have what they're having.
Well,
that was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. What you just said. Life is black and white, and you just gave it so much color to me. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's inspired by your and my conversation, what you do, and like how big you work, and the journey that we talked a little bit about today, you and I. So, and I say that really with gratitude, because I feel like there's so much here. So let's get into it. First, let's get started. What did you think you were going to do when you were a kid?
I was going to, emergency. I was going to be an EMT guy from Emergency, the show. I was going to be Randy Mantooth.
Wow.
They had this weird adventure at every show. They help people in accidents. And I went, that's adventurous. That's something new every day, but it's a job, an adventure. That's the first thought I think I ever had. Either that, or I was going to be a ventriloquist or a magician, because that's the age I am, where, hey, I can be a magician and make a coin disappear, card tricks.
Okay, so without getting too funny, actually, you do all of that now, right? Because you handle emergencies like in a big way. You are a magician because you make magic happen behind the scenes, on the screens. And you also are a ventriloquist because you give people the words to say and the ideas that they get to then do.
You know, I thought this was an entertainment show. This is really Dr. Filippo show. Dr. Phil, this truly is an intervention of my brain. You're right. You have justified everything. Life is justifying who you are and do what you who you are. And you're right. You just went back to the beginning. Adventure, thrill. I can't explain all the things. I know that it's based always and has always been an entertainment and making other people happy.
Well, calling him Dr. Filippo from here forward is going to make me very happy.
Well, I hear he's not bald, but I know.
Okay. Oh, you went there. So,
okay. Oh, Lord.
I went and looked up pictures of the 80s rock star that you are, and you had hair. I mean, you have hair now. Very nice.
Yes,
hair.
I do. Yes,
but I. Oh, you took hair to a whole other level.
A whole white bottle, white can of Aquanet. I could go through that in a day and a half. A day and a half. That's a lot of aerosol.
It was a lot of hair. And you did a lot with it. It worked. I mean, hey.
Crimping irons, coloring. Oh. The back in those days, smoke was in places. You play smoke. Like, what is that in your? It's smoke. It was like a giant mustache for a fireman in the 20s. It was just all smoke in my hair. Yeah, it was a lot. When I got it cut, I literally put it in a bag like a say goodbye to your dog or something. I cut all the hair, put it in a bag, and kept it.
Wait, do you still have it?
You know, the right answer is in a storage. It's in storage somewhere.
You still have it. Okay, so what then, as you were heading into entertainment and seeing, like, what did you think you could fix or bring that wasn't there before?
In entertainment or in?
In entertainment.
In entertainment.
I didn't get you wanting to talk about the 80s very much.
No. Okay, so I think it's a good segue into understanding why I quit doing that.
Oh.
You had to do this thing called write hits. You had to write a hit We didn't write hits. We were five white guys from the middle of, well, Florida then. And nobody had issues like Alanis Morissette or anything with ex-girlfriends or boyfriends. So there were no hits. But we looked so good. And we got albums and deals. And you had to write hits. We didn't do that. We did everything right. We did all the things about traveling, being the best performer, best everything. And we got on MTV, but you have to write hits. So I said to myself, if I wasn't going to make it, and I wasn't going to work in a music store like a lot of people do, end up doing like and talk about the glory days, I was going to be around the people that did. That was phase two of my entertainment life, because I'd started at 13 performing in warehouses during July 4th in Tallahassee, Florida, and told my mom we're going to sell tickets to people walking out of the fireworks because they're trapped. And they did for $4. And I sang Kiss songs and Bay City Roller songs and had enough from 13 to 29. No, 31. And then the second phase was I'm going to be around the people that did. So I found a way to walk into a show and see something and go, that's not right. And Video IMAG is basically glorified binoculars for people on screen so they can see a show better. And in the early 90s, that was coming to fruition. The first people that ever really had done it was Journey over the years in the 80s, and they have really low brightness kind of screens, and people could see the show above the stage. And so I got into that, and that's when everything changed, and it just blossomed. And every story from that simple, just be a musician, play on the road, it changed because everything came to fruition about when you talked about, you know, when I talked about Emergency being Randy Mantooth, all the things that the adventure happened because it became everything video related and production and music and entertainment. So
we're going to get into that because it's very important and a big part of your career. But I have to laugh and go back a moment. You said, if I wasn't able to make it, I'm going to be around people that did. What actually ended up happening is if I wasn't able to make it, I'm going to be around every person that did, because you've been around it with everybody and been a big part of everybody, and you're helping those people make it even more. And it's funny because Alanis Morissette, good there, you worked with her, Barry Manilow. This is silly because the list is everybody,
Puff Daddy, J-Lo, and then there's the actors, all the actors, Katy Perry and her brother. There are so many. They don't connect. So what does a person do? If I'm sane, I'm responsible, have great, you know, foundation from parents, justify who you are. Here's a funny thing I said to my son one time. I said, go live your life like it sounds like a lie at a party in LA. Go live your life. So when you actually tell it, it's really true. It's not made up. It's not embellished. And boy, that boy, he took it and ran with it. And he travels all over the world, does a lot of, he learned everything from video production from me. And he lives this incredible, adventurous life. The difference is he works to go have the adventure. I work in the adventure.
Mm.
That's how I have joy.
Can you talk that through?
If a person works and says, all right, I'm going to go have a 3-week vacation. I'm going to go to Thailand. I'm going to go to the mountains of Malaysia. I'm going to go to strange places because of the money I made somewhere. I don't do that. I find my adventure through the work that I do. And thank you, Dr. Filippo. I literally am Randy Mantooth from Emergency. Every day is an adventure, and I'm working. At the same time, I remember the first time I didn't have to play on a New Year's Eve somewhere. I didn't know what to do. So I had to go to someone's house and just kind of hang out. And we're going to drink, everybody. And we're going to watch Dick Clark. Like, what? What? I didn't know what to do. So work has always been my adventure.
So when when what are you visualizing? So somebody comes to you, like it's different for every single person, I'm sure, and especially as I'm getting to know you, you're really digging into the person and their audience and the music and all of that. But in general, what do you want for them? What do you want for their audience?
One, for an audience to not take away from the actual performance. You only enhance.
Oh.
You only give it the extra, hey, like my intro, you gave me so much color. I had 14 colors in my crayon box. You just gave it 24 with a sharpener in the back. That was incredible. And that's all I want to do is enhance something to make it a little bit better that you know, visually. It's not, you know, pot drinking. That's simple. Everybody can do that. But to do something that kind of... One of my favorite artists to see in concert, believe it or not, was Peter Gabriel, because he does things that's like art, or David Bowie. They do art in so many elements, from fire, ice, water. Cirque du Soleil, they do the same thing, just to enhance the actual core of a person. You can't tell someone how to sing. You can't. They sing on their own, and their feel and their core and their ability to sell themselves is only from their core that nobody can manipulate. So I just want to enhance that. I want to give it more joy.
So that works for the audience and the performer, of course.
And absolutely everything I do, from editing to projects to the experience that's happening. You know, another phrase I use is I work the best in the midst of chaos.
Hmm. So this is interesting, because you're somebody's a star, and then you make their star light shine brighter. And it's interesting that you're not competing with them, because obviously you're a star at what you do. And if you wanted to, actually, it's easy to make the lights so much brighter than them that they can't be seen, or things larger than them, because they're just a little person there on stage and with one voice, kind of thing, right?
And one thing, to have been a performer, you don't want a challenge. This isn't a guitar duo like, hey, I'm going to walk all over you. I'm Prince. I'm walking all over you, whether you like it or not. I don't want to compete. I just want to enhance, because I already had my day. I had my day in court. I had my day on stage. I know what they want. What they want in their life is to be larger than life. And I want to help that.
You know, Chris, this is interesting, because it's reminding me of something that you said that I really liked. I decidedly so much that you've said that I really like. But while we were talking, you said something about you can almost say, like, depending on how one feels inside, if one doesn't have malice, you can almost say anything you want.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be great to talk about that a little bit, but the reason I'm bringing it up is because you've been a performer and you fulfilled that side of you. It's not like you have, I could have been a contender and this person, whatever, I'm just going to ruin their show, or I'm going to, no, because you're saying, I get you. I want to help you.
You know, we talked about it a little bit earlier, you and I did. To come across like, yeah, I haven't done something. To come across like I haven't done something might come across as I need to pretend that I've done something in this conversation. But if you have life experience and many confrontations of good, bad, ugly, smart, happy, then you can literally walk into a conversation, walk into a situation, and feel like you're enhancing it by not having any malice, not having any preconceived thing that I'm trying to get to show you or to get from you. You just be. You're just being who you are because you've got the experience. And I don't, you know, to not have a mean bone in your body is one thing, but to literally not upset a situation has always been my goal.
Mm.
I hope that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. And actually, I've gotten so carried away that we're up on a commercial. So we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk with Chris about how this also applies, especially to our lives as we're living it. In other words, like, how do we make our life the concert? Actually, it's the advice that Chris gave to his son. You heard it. Maybe we'll
live your life like it sounds like a lie.
Yes, I like that. That's the title of my episode of the episode. Like, so anyway, so we'll get more from Chris Kissinger, who's given us so much already. And by the way, Image Factory Productions is where he works his magic, and so Image Factory Prod. Production.com is where you can learn more about him. But go to our website because you could find his Instagram. You can actually Image Factory Prod is that his mm-hmm. Instagram.
I have but a wonderful find... MySpace page too. Just kidding.
Oh, you made me pause for a second. I'm like, oh, what do I say? So anyway, he's got a video on our page. So that's Chris Kissinger. More when we get back. We're going to get to be joined by Marion King, who you've already heard Mark talk about. And a little later on, we're also going to have our Ask Dorothy segment, all on the Life Changes Show Live Edition when we come back online after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, and Chris, our guest, Chris Kissinger, Yay. Has been called the entertainment master because he's known for his gift to not just provide exceptional service, but a vivid visual experience and emotional impact through sound, lighting, and image for both his clients and the audience. So, Chris, how do we make our lives to be more like movies, or when we tell it sounds like a lie or like a concert?
How do we do it? Be yourself. You know, that's what we talked about. about earlier. If you, with the culture we live in, we can't say anything anymore. We can't, we walk and talk on eggshells. I think you can talk to people. You can be yourself. You can be your true self if you don't have malice or preconceived intention that comes across questionable. And that's, I don't know if that's a gift. I don't know if that's learned behavior. Oh, I do know this. Maybe so. I went to Australia once and I listened to the tone and I listened to their voice and they're like, everything seems like this, right? Everything goes up, right? 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 And I went, my gosh, they could sound like a serial killer. Like, so I took him, I stabbed him in the head, right? And it would sound positive. And I buried the body right over there, you know? It sounded positive. My mother, God rest her soul, she, dabba 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 do, dabba 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 do. Everything was up and then down, and it sounded sad in the end. Obviously, me being who I am, didn't think that was working or would work for me. And I changed it, and I tried to get more optimistic and more happy and more believable and more along with her honesty. She was bluntly honest. So you take that with a tone of everything's okay, everything's optimistic. You don't sound like you're talking about the subject you may be talking about because you don't have the tone of what it may be that may be weirdly negative. And I don't, that's my blend for me. To do that for your authentic self, that's my latest thing I talk with people about. Be your authentic self, because a lot of people aren't anymore. They're not anymore. And if you see them, you look at them like they're like a piano player at a party. Oh my gosh, you play piano. What? That's like a magician. It's strange to see people who are being authentic. It's strange because people are so short now in their words and their selection, and they talk very, very unopen.
Wow. I'm needing to add to my notes of what we talked about. I feel like there's a book or a talk or like a TED talk here or something, because you're offering things in a way that haven't been offered that I have heard, at least. And of course, because that's you, and with all the work that you've done, and frankly, well, let me ask you this, actually. So you've worked with everybody. And so without mentioning names, are there the ones who actually know who they are? I didn't think I was going to ask this. And you walk in and you're like, they know who they are. Like, they know their work, they know their craft. And there's that. And then the ones who don't know it, but they're stars because they were made stars, or don't know why they're there, or do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know the difference between actors, musicians, and people who have it. There are people musically who have it that can leapfrog to the top before you think they, you know, why do they? Adele, Sam Smith, they're just people that have it. And there's people like that in acting as well. I mean, I did a lot of award shows and I did a lot of after parties and watched some of these actors get drunk. I have Keith Sutherland's tuxedo that he left behind. Whoops.
So and, much for not mentioning names.
Oh, see, I'm from Tallahassee, Florida. So what are you going to do? You got to like.
Brutally honest, like your mother.
That tuxedo and a can and a half of Aquanet. It will make for interesting.
Wait, what size is that tuxedo?
Well, my size now, and
you have a good tailor. Okay, so all right. So, is there more you can say on that without mentioning names?
No. I think the difference, you know, the problem is, what was the original question?
Well, I was getting at, you have worked with so many people that they're all at maybe even the same level, like they're all stars, but they're the ones who know why they got there or who they are.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. There are people personally, I will not name names, they want to get into the machine. They may not have the talent. They may have the connections, but they have the work ethic to get to what they want so desperately. To get to what they want to join the machine. And the machine is getting up at 4 a.m. and doing a radio interview in Australia. You know, there's people who go to a party and go, I have to go home. I have to go home because I have a radio. They want to be part of the machine. And if they're part of the machine and they've got a hit song or a hit movie or so, and they do the press and they do all that, and that blends between all of those career choices, if they decide to join the machine, they can get anything they want. And I've seen people from the very, very beginning do that. And I see them now and I go, wow, they did it.
They did
and
it.
I've had that conversation with those people. And it's magical. But there's also people who have it who never want to do something with it. Mm. And die wondering, should they have? You know, should they have done something with that seventh, sixth, eighth sense or gift that they have? Mm. Because it takes work. It takes work, especially this day and age, to get what you're doing to a broad base, you know. It's not as simple as it was.
Even when you're suggesting that changing the tone of voice, that can take work because we have the habit of speaking a certain way or maybe even thinking a certain way. And I'm thinking on the way, that's one thing. Another thing is this malice thing that you talk about, like to check ourselves, do we have malice in this situation? Like, before we have that conversation with somebody, or even after, saying, what was that really about?
Well, perception, you have to work on your perception.
Ah.
You have to work on the perception of what people are getting from you, you know, and that takes how smart the person is, how open the person is. You know, you have the perfect podcast radio show voice. You have this voice that sounds alluring and it's engaging. It's a very engaging sound, and it sounds it fits a perfect area because it doesn't sound threatening. And in conversation, when people talk about crazy subjects, it's the same thing. You want to engage a person with a great tone of voice that doesn't sound threatening or you're whining about something. There's plenty of channels on TV we can hear people whine all the time. And I just think it's a better way to live. I really, really, really do.
I agreed. And you also mentioned something that I really like. So you said, when I asked you, what do we do? Like, how do we find something in our life to do that could make an impact? You had a couple ideas for that. I don't think I asked it quite like that.
How do we find what we...
I didn't ask it like that. So how did I ask it? Well, you and I had such a conversation that went so many places. I have notes.
Remember, I had coffee. We talked about that.
You had coffee, and I'm writing down starch, water, taxes, and I'm looking at my notes, and I knew this was going to happen because I'm taking notes on everything you said, everything.
Okay, we were talking about iPhoto pictures. That's where the starch or something, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, that's exactly right. Good memory. Okay, so we're needing to bring our wonderfully fun conversation to a close, but there are some points that I really liked as well to bring up, and that was, so... You said take something that already existed in the past. Do you remember?
To enhance. Yeah. I remember. Literally take innovation. Take innovation that you see, that you read in these things that used to be called magazines. Take things that are new and find ways to, because it's so new, be innovative with the innovative. The new things that come out, be creative with the innovative. that's what I really have always enjoyed. You know, there were MyView video classes that I once promoted that Snoop Dogg and I'm name dropping, Josh Groban, Meatloaf, everybody loved. And I have these great pictures of people putting on these video glasses that you would watch a movie in the glasses. And it was innovation. So we ended up selling them. And they were great for the time. Take innovation and run with it and do two new things. That's where the video iMac things came from when I did the Hollywood Bowl and the Greek Theater. They had never done it out here, ever, because they were too afraid of the corporate, all that. Take innovation and run with it. Whatever you see. And if it's some part of the world, somewhere else, bring it here. If it's here, take it there. That's what I do.
If it's missing, fill a void, you say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if it's black and white?
Make it a crayon box with a sharpener. Oh, Dr. Phil, where's my complimentary t-shirt?
Dr. Phil, he says. What happened to
Where's
Filippo?
Mark at?
So, I'm just enjoying the ride.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is obviously a conversation that's meant to go on, and we have to bring it to a close. I want to give you an opportunity to share any closing remarks that you'd like to, but I do want to let people know that all the magic happens at Image Factory Prod, as in productions. So imagefactoryprod.com and on Instagram, same thing. But go to our website and look up Chris Kissinger and learn more about him there and see a cool video. I'd love to put all the cool other cool videos that I saw, but we're not going to do that. But anyway, you have lived already an interesting life, and it feels like there's so much more.
Yeah. Yeah, there really is. There is. There is.
So.
Less is more.
What else would you like to share with us before we have to say goodbye? Because
I know that these are, it's a great, a lot of great projects coming up this weekend and in the future here, a lot of stuff, and they don't connect. They really don't talk to each other. They're just all different fun projects, and they, not in a narcissistic way, or they don't serve me to the point. I like helping everything, and I have the experience and mental capacity to embrace all these different projects that I do. And I think anyone out there listening, just be yourself. I know you hear that every week. Every week you hear people just say, just be yourself. Just truly be who you are and do it 24/7, and it works.
Mm. Thank you so much, Chris.
So well.
Those, by the way, I should say those projects that you have coming up, I know you paused in your busyness to do this with us. And so thank you so much. One of them includes Barry, right? Barry Manilow. Yeah,
Barry Manilow. The other one includes Alanis Morissette, and this weekend I have Stephen Stills and Neil Young with a great project with Autism Speaks called "Light Up the Blues."
Wonderful.
And it's just all very, very positive, good stuff.
Thank you so much for taking the time to share your wisdom.
And at
with
some
us.
Point in the future, on tour, no doubt, with tonight's performance guest, Marianne King. Absolutely. I'm sure that's coming.
I will say this really quick. This kid has emotion like you wouldn't believe. Emotion in her voice, in her singing.
Now, are you saying motion?
Emotion.
Oh, emotion. Oh, okay.
Sorry, I ate the microphone there.
I like them both, actually. So I wanted to make sure. Let's just
that is the segue. On. This person is truly this voice has such authentic sound and tone. You can't learn it. It just comes. It's just being who you are. And I've heard it, and I'm great.
And Mark, to your point, may we all go and join them and get to enjoy both of them. And with that, a big thank you to you, Chris. Chris Kissinger, thank you so much.
Take care.
What a pleasure. With that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Speaking of another one who
has to be who she is. Dear Dorothy, this is Josephine from Kentucky, and I need to know how to manifest more joy in today's world. When I call my friends and family members, they just want to talk about everything that is wrong in their world. Many of them are addicted to social media, and they focus on so much negativity and want to share it with me. What can I do to bring more joy into their lives and into mine?
Dear Josephine, these are challenging times indeed, and we're moving through them. And it sounds like your loved ones are overwhelmed by the negative in our world. Social media is one of my favorite tools, and I use these tools to share positive quotes and photos and memes with the ones I love. If we choose to look for the good, we can find it. And when we do, let's share it with the ones we love. We must all choose carefully as to where we focus our thoughts. And let's encourage our loved ones to do the same by sharing positive and uplifting quotes and memes. I also text my friends and family members with notes of gratitude for them being in my life. I compliment them on all of the good they do every day. I look for happy videos and share them and ask my friends to do the same for me. And then when we talk, we can talk about some of the good things we have shared with one another. Never forget that what we focus on expands, and when we choose to focus on the good, we are choosing to create happy, happier lives for ourselves, and this can encourage others to do the same.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance guest, Marianne King, here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back, and our performance guest is Marianne King. She is a singer and songwriter, and we're excited. Welcome, Marianne, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you for having me, Filippo. I'm very excited to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And it's a pleasure getting to know you. As we were talking, in the back of my mind earlier today, I was thinking, this young lady is wise beyond her years. And we talked about how living in different countries and speaking different languages enriches, but there's more. Do you know where that more might be coming from?
I mean, look, I had to move since I was a little girl. I felt like some kind of box, you know. I was in Moldova at the beginning for like the first few years of my life, and then I had to move abruptly to Italy where my mom was and spend many, many years there. And then because of music, I moved to London. And then from London, I moved to LA. So I've traveled so many years trying to figure out, you know, this question, like, where is my home? You know, where is my base? Where do I feel like home? And I felt a little bit like a lost soul wandering the world and trying to find a reason, you know, for being here. And I guess music gave me that answer. And the last stop of my journey, which was LA, and I moved here a year ago, was the kind of answer to my questions. I was like, where's my home? And LA felt like my home for the first time. And yeah, it was just kind of crazy for me because I was very sort of desperate for that feeling, you know, feeling comfort, feeling peace, feeling quiet. And for some kind of reason, I felt it here. And I was, you know, I was very excited to bring my music to America. I've always wanted to do that. And that's what I'm doing at the moment, you know?
Well, welcome to America. Welcome to Los Angeles. Welcome to the Life Changes Show. And welcome to you in more than one way. It feels like, and from what you were sharing, that you are finding you and finding your why.
Exactly. I mean, and that took so many years. You know, years ago, I was focused on really, really finding my sound. And when I got my first management in London, I was super, super focused to figure out, you know, who am I as an artist? What type of music do I want to make? You know, I've loved so many different genres, you know, dance music, pop music. I listened to jazz music and R&B and love all of them, but I didn't really know who I was. And my management back in, you know, a few years ago, they told me, Marin, you should focus on finding out your sound. And then I found my sound, but I was like, but why am I doing this? It's like, why am I making all this music? Why am I doing all these sessions? You know, what is the purpose behind finding and perfecting the vocals and the sound and the lyrics and everything? And I guess the answer to that was really in the fact that I've traveled so much without figuring out who I was and trying to find myself and finding the purpose, you know, behind the melodies and the songs that I've been making. So I guess it's also that, you know, the why. And it's my love for music. It's never ending, but there's a lot that I want to share with the world and a lot of pain and a lot of happiness and a lot of, you know, a lot of moving around from so many different countries.
You know? Well, speaking of pain, actually, there are a couple of things that I want to make sure we get to talk about after this first song. Speaking of pain, this first song, oh my gosh, like I'm listening to the lyrics and I'm like, oh, she is so serious about flat line. Oh my gosh. Do you want to explain any of it or should we just let the audience experience it?
I mean, in short, it's about a troubled relationship
I
had in my past. Clearly, I mean, flatline, the title says it all. But it's really about that sort of, it's about not being able to stop your thoughts, you know, once the relationship is done and you're trying to move on. Yeah. And it's about accepting the fact that it's okay to not to be okay. And sometimes, you know, relationships come to an end and you have to be accepting, and it takes time to heal. It's not going to be immediate, and that's how I channeled that feeling into the song.
Wow. And so you did. Here is a pre-recorded song, Marion King on the Life Changes Show with Flatline.
You keep on coming up in conversation like I'm the one that knew you best. My friends and family are losing patience, but talk is all that I got left. Now I'm shooting up again, your memory in my veins, like I'm trying to bring us back to life. I've been keeping your heart beating, using my breath, sleeping in the corners of my mind, turning you off, leaving you behind. Flatline, flatline. Real love, free love. On the kitchen floor, too drunk to make it up the stairs. Before the sun comes up, I'm out the door. I never should have left you there. Every time I hear your name, I go back again. It ain't gonna bring us back to life. I've been keeping your heart beating, using my craft, sleeping in the corners of my mind, turning you off, leaving you behind. Flatline, flatline. Real love, real love. Oh, 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 real love this time. Sleeping in the corners of my mind, turning you off, leaving you behind. Flatline, flatline. I've been keeping your heart beating, using my breath, sleeping in the corners of my mind, turning you off, leaving you behind. Flatline, flatline.
Yeah. Woo! Marion King. Wow. You even make that sound so good. So look
Thank
up.
You.
So follow Marion at it's Marion King at on Instagram, TikTok. So Marion, M-A-R-Y-O-N, and then King, K-I-N-G. It's Marion King. If you go to lifechangeshow.com, you'll see a page on Marion, and we have other links for her, her video, New Life, which we're not going to hear, but you could hear it there, and other information about her. And speaking of other information about you, you know, earlier when Chris said that you had emotion in your voice, I wanted to make sure he wasn't saying motion as well, because it's both there, obviously, right? And that's a big thing to say. Well, you said something that when I asked you, what do you sing about? Do you remember what you said? I wrote it down, I put quotes around it, and put Marion King next to it. You said,
what did you
say? The lost wonders of the world.
Yeah, yeah, the lost wonder I am. And that's the crowd of people that I want, you know, to share my music with, is, you know, the people who have felt lost at times, you know, not knowing what path to take, not knowing, you know, what's left and what's right and where to go. And that feeling is okay, you know, it's okay to feel sometimes like that. And I didn't realize that I was appealing to that, and that was my message until recently, actually, until I had a really conversation with myself, and I tried to figure out, like, you know, why am I doing this? And but I figured that out by spending time with myself and taking all the layers off and taking all the noise out of my brain and trying to, you know, dig deep. Because to me, it wasn't really apparent a few years ago when I was writing music. And then recently it kind of clocked with all the new music that I'm going to be sharing this year. And then the project and everything. And it's coming all together really nicely. But that's definitely the message.
And interestingly, kind of like emotion and motion, I wasn't sure if this was early on, so I wasn't sure if I was detecting an accent and that you were saying the lost as in the last wonders of the world. And both are very impactful because it almost seems like these are the wonders that the only wonders really that really matter at the end of the day.
That's true. And that's right. And that's right. And that's universal because we've all been in that area. We've all been in that mindset when we felt like that. We've all moved. We've all had troubled relationships and we've all felt at least once. We've all felt lost at times. And I feel lost even now. I mean, I still am trying to figure out what am I doing. What am I doing? What's coming next? What song am I releasing? What is best to do? And I have my days where I'm a little bit down and my days where I'm up and everything is going well. So it's human nature, you know, that's how we are. We have to accept that.
It's human nature. And that's what you're singing about. And you're also singing about boys. So you say boys will be boys, quote unquote. So do we leave it at that or should we listen to the song?
Well, I mean, this song, short story, I was not going to release this track, but I was in a room full of women and the producer who produced this song was a woman. And I usually don't work with women and I love that. This music industry has very little, you know, the percentage of women writing music is very, very low, especially when it comes to producing. So we were all talking about our dating experiences and we were like, what's happening? Why do we live in this era where everyone is swiping left and right and there's all these options and all these people that they are not consistent, right? They're not consistent with the communication, with the dating. And we were like, we just need gentlemen in our lives. We need people who, you know, who can take care of us and who are gentlemen. And I feel like we live in an era... Well, that's disappearing slowly but surely. And that's the concept behind the song, that boys will be boys, especially this new generation of people who are locked onto their phones 24/7 and who are willing to swipe left or right, but they're not willing to do the extra work and the extra
work. So sounds like men are boys too.
Yes, sometimes they can be men. Trust me, they can be boys too. I've also had those experiences too.
All right, so here is the song we're talking about, pre-recorded. Is this released yet? Actually,
yeah, this is out.
Oh, cool. Well, where do people hear your music? I know where they follow you, but where do they get to get your music?
Yeah, so it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, it's on YouTube, and then I post on TikTok as well. A lot of my new unreleased music is on TikTok, if anyone wants to check that out, and mainly on Spotify and Apple Music, though.
Okay, and I didn't mention Twitter is also, it's Marion King. And so here is Boys Will Be Boys, pre-recorded here for the Like Changes show, Marion King.
Your mama raised such a pretty boy, and I'm not ashamed that I fell for it. Killing me softly with words you spoke, and you let me in, you let me in, yeah. But every time I give a little, thinking this time would be different, till you took a bite out of my heart. You come and go and it's convenient, disregard for what I'm feeling, old enough to know it's not my fault. Boys will we'll be boys, we'll be boys, we'll be boys, and turn you to toys and play with your emotions. Boys, we'll be boys, we'll be boys, we'll be boys, and turn you to toys and leave you when you're broken. Boys, we'll be boys, we'll be boys, we'll be boys, and turn you to toys and play with your emotions. Boys, we'll be boys, we'll be boys, we'll be boys, and turn you to toys and leave you when you're broken. You buy me flowers when you fuck up, leave me all red when we need to talk. Stand would be different till you took a bite out of my heart. You come and go when it's convenient, disregard for what I'm feeling, old enough to know it's not my fault. Boys will be boys, will be boys, will be boys, and turn you to toys and play with your emotions. Boys will be boys, will be boys, will be boys, and turn you to toys and leave you when you're broken. Boys will be boys. Boys will be boys, boys will be boys, yeah. Boys will be boys, yeah. Boys will be boys, boys will be boys, yeah. Boys will be boys, will be boys, will be boys, and turn you to toys and play with your emotions. Boys will be boys, will be boys, will be boys, and turn you to toys and leave you when you're broken.
And there it is. Marion King, thank you so much. It's Marion King. Find her on socials at It's Marion King, ITS MaryonKing. Marion, devo dire che è stato un piacere tremendo.
Grazie. I love how we're talking in Italian, and then everyone is going to be like, what was that?
I was simply saying it was a pleasure, but knowing that your Italian is so beautiful, you are Italian.
I love that we share common roots. Love that.
It's a beautiful thing. So mille grazie, many thanks, and look forward to so much more. I see already lots of millions of hits, so look forward to so many more beautiful songs from you that work with our emotions and support us in the wonders of the world.
Yes, thank you, Filippo. This was amazing, and I love talking to you, and thank you for sharing this music. I can't wait to share my next single. It's called Hot Lies, and we are currently working on the videos, the pictures, and everything, trying to put everything together, but I'm super excited, and I hope you like that when I release it.
Well, let us know, and we'll post it, and I'm sure we will. Thank you so much, Marion. Marion King.
Thank you.
Ciao, ciao. And with a thank you once again to Marion King, and a big thank you to Chris Kissinger, our interview guest. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like all of ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.